Blog Talk Radio.
How you doing today? I'd like to welcome everybody to the Zurian Show, and I'd also like to say that we're going to have a great show this morning. And today's show is a little bit different from what we've normally talked about. However, any time and all the time that we try to have any type of a dialogue with everyone on Blog Talk and everyone that listens to our program on a regular basis, we like to stay with a positive beat and a positive and uplifting spirit as we try to go into the different things that are going on in our lives and as we try to work on different ways to improve our lives, improve our conditions, and improve how we respond to the stimulus around us, that stimulus being good, bad, or indifferent, knowing that we are in full control and that no matter what happens, no matter how it happens, we play a part in it, a part good or bad, and also knowing that sometimes change is required for all things to happen, and that as long as we keep the power of belief in our heart and our spirit, there's nothing that we can't tackle, there's nothing we can't defeat, there's nothing that we can't handle, and there's nothing that we can't take control of. Even the things that are with outside of our control, we also have some control over those things, and we can't give power to the negatives. And when I say power to the negatives, I'm talking about the negative people, the negative influence, or the negative situations that we sometimes find ourselves in. Also, we need to really, truly remember that we also play a very strong part in some of that negativity and some of those things that happen to us that we feel shouldn't happen to us. Also, remember that everything happens for a reason, good, bad, or indifferent. And if you want to change those reasons that are bad into good, then that means you need to work on the first thing, the most important thing that you must work on is you. Because, again, you put yourself in that position. All right, some other people may have helped it along, but even if those people helped it along, you gave them the opportunity to allow them to put you in that position. So back to the same point that I just said a second ago, then that means you put yourself in that position. If you empowered that person, those persons, that company, whatever it is, to put you in the position that you're in, so that now you're in a position where you do not feel as though you're in control and you do not feel as though you have a say in something that is all yours, your life. We all have a finite amount of time on this earth, and in that finite amount of time, we need to do and accomplish the things that we need to accomplish so that we can live up to the true reason that we're here on earth, so that we can become the people that we were meant to be, so that we can share our good and our greatness with all in which we come in contact with. And again, that's going to also be the theme of today's show. Basically, ladies and gentlemen, this weekend, I had the pleasure of traveling all the way to Chicago from the Northern Virginia area, the Washington, D.C. metro area, to Chicago, Illinois. While in Chicago, Illinois, I attended an event that I wasn't quite sure what I was going to run into, but luckily for me, it turned out to be a very positive and very uplifting and very enlightening event. And I met some positive people. Some people might want to say it's rah-rah. Some people might want to say it's a whole bunch of malarkey, whatever you want to call it. I'm going to tell you now, as a New Yorker and pretty much a natural skeptic at heart, I found that not to be true. I found some great individuals. I experienced some great individuals. And I had the pleasure of also seeing some life-changing events for many. And, of course, after attending that event, I also went on and went a little further to look into some other things that, you know, this particular organization has been involved in and things that they've done. And, again, I found that to be a very positive and uplifting note of motivation and realization for a whole lot of people. You know, from the drills that were done to the uplifting spirit and upbeat attitude in which things were conducted during the event. Again, this time the event was in the Chicago area. The event actually started on a Thursday, which was the 18th, and the general event was scheduled for the 19th, 20th, and 21st. So basically it was a four-day event. The first part of the event was for people that have decided that they want to take it to the next level and they want to get some more advanced training before the actual basic training started. Also, once the basic training started, which was again on that Friday, that training was actually very in-depth. And this particular event was also a definite life experience in change and something else called Murphy's Law. As everybody knows, Murphy's Law is whatever can go wrong or could go wrong will go wrong. And a lot of things went wrong at this event. Not with the way that the event was planned, not with the way that the presenters presented, not with any of the things that had to do with the organization planning or strategic mission of this particular event. What went wrong was there was a storm. The storm hit, I believe, a power supply. The power supply blotted out a hotel, an entire, mind you, I believe, four-star hotel, which was very nice. Then on another occasion, they had another lightning strike that caused the power to go out again. Fire alarms went off, all types of things. The building had to be evacuated. However, in the midst of all these different things, all these things that would normally put a serious damper on any event, any positive event, this event was able to still stay up. This event was still able to stay positive. And the spirit that was around the room was one of an upbeat attitude. People gave it their all. People were not going to be defeated. So, this event as a whole was the perfect example of an event that was not only a positive event in the way that it was supposed to be geared to run, but in the attitude, the spirit, the expressions, and the spirit as a whole of all that attended it. It was a beautiful event, I must admit. No matter what went wrong, everybody bounced back, everybody made an adjustment, and everybody moved on. Ladies and gentlemen, you gain strength and courage and confidence by every experience in which you stop and look fear in the face. Challenge is doing the things you think you can't do, which make you who you are and who you are destined to be. You have it in you to be great. What is fear? And whatever that fear is, you can conquer it, and you can conquer it now. All right, with no further ado, the event that I attended was the ISIG event. ISIG is a new company that is only a year old. It was actually started a year ago as of July 4th. ISIG is a company that provides not really a new service, but they provide a service that now the market is ready for. And what the Isaac company is doing is they're using that new technology, or that technology that now the world is ready to embrace, and they're turning it into a model where they're allowing the people at work as independent representatives or independent agencies for Isaac to, in some cases, change their lives. I mean, I got to hear stories about people that basically have changed their lives, you know, and each event that they have, which is done pretty much on a every few months, they have a different event in a different city, and they have motivational speakers and other people that attend these events, along with regular people that share their stories and share their experiences. But all in all, like I said before, the event was very positive. And it's an event not only that is positive, but it's an event where people are changing their financial lives. They're taking control of something that they may not have been able to take control of or found a way to take control of all their lives. And they're now actually charting their own financial destiny. They're making the world stop and look at them, and these people are not only doing this in a positive manner, they're also doing this in a way to where, in some cases, they're helping other people that are in need. I mean, at the event is called Crush It. At the Crush It event that I attended this past weekend, which was August 19th through August 21st, you know, their power group, which is a group that, you know, I think it would be an honor to be a part of, what they actually were able to accomplish was one of the groups, they broke up in different teams. And as a training yet slash way to show your abilities, you know, this particular time, they raised money for different organizations. The people within the group picked the organizations, and to remind you, this is a spur-of-the-moment thing. This is basically somebody coming up with an idea at the last minute and saying to you, hey, I'd like to do this. What can we do? Not only what can we do, what can we do in an area that we're not from, where we don't live, where we don't have friends, where we've traveled to, where we're living in a hotel room, and we came for training. However, you know, we may know one or two people there from other events, but in the scheme of things, we really don't know anybody, and we're going to go out and we're going to find a way to earn, raise, and solicit funds and money for people and need, people and groups in need. One group, I mean, the amounts of money that were raised varied. However, this was only done in a few hours. In a few hours, one group, let's go to the lesser part, was able to raise probably about $1,200 and help out a particular charity. Another group, based on the charity that they picked and the way that they raised funds, in that same couple of hours was able to raise approximately the amount of about $80,000. I mean, that's phenomenal. But don't get me wrong. The group that was able to raise, let's say, $1,200, that went to a particular family. That was crucial to that family. That $1,200 raised by perfect strangers that had nothing to gain by helping these people, that were not going to get a tax write-off, any of those other things. So there was no physical or financial value in them giving and giving of themselves. To that family that needed that money desperately, that was the same equivalent as that other group that was able to raise approximately $80,000. All right, now mind you, there's a little bit of a trick to the $80,000, but that $80,000 in actual value was transferred or will be transferred to the people that won it. So again, or the people that it's going to be given to or awarded to, I'm sorry, not won it. But anyway, it was a very positive event. All right, I'm going to talk a little bit about Isaac as a whole. Isaac was started by a gentleman by the name of Brian Underwood. Brian Underwood is already a millionaire. He's already succeeded in a whole lot of different things at a very young age. He is the co-CEO. The other co-CEO is another gentleman by the name of Dave. I'm going to say his name wrong, but Dave Leonardo. I know I'm going to say it wrong, but anyway, these two gentlemen started a company, and they have co-founders that also started the company, but the co-founders are basically the people that first came in at the beginning of this year and proved that this company is one viable, this company is one legal, this company is one accepted, and has also provided all of the social proof needed to show that this company is a force to be reckoned with. In a short time of a year, this particular company has become the number one text message marketing company in the United States, and soon to be probably one of the number one text marketing companies in the world. I mean, these guys have done a phenomenal thing. And again, I think the thing that moved me the most was that they've been able to empower regular, normal human beings to change their lives. I talked to one gentleman who was actually a leader in the company, and he was explaining to me that a year ago, him and his wife were living in their car. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, that's powerful. I mean, not the fact that they were living in their car, but the fact that they no longer live in their car. They now have a house. They now are becoming financially independent, and they see nothing in their future but up, but bright, but positive things, and they have a positive mindset. Okay? I met another couple. They had six kids. They basically drove from someplace way out in the Midwest, all right, lower Midwest, to Chicago. You know, they couldn't stay in the hotel where the event was done. However, they did stay in a close hotel next to it, and this is changing their lives. You know, this is a positive event. I actually got to meet the children myself, and luckily, because of different sponsors and things like that, and I actually rode my motorcycle from Virginia to Chicago, you know, I pulled my trailer and I put a bunch of stuff in there. I was able to give a whole bunch of different items to the children, which, of course, added to being able to take care of their boredom, giving them something to do. Plus, they were really cool things that I was able to give to the kids. And the funny thing is that not too long ago, a few hours ago on Facebook, the family friended me, you know, and thanked me for, you know, what I did for them and what I did for the children. But anyway, this event was just a very powerful event in the fact that everyone was giving and everybody had a positive attitude. This was my first event. At my first event, I met some people, and, you know, the first day I didn't know that the training was as intense as the training is. Not that the training was hard, it's just that there was a lot of information given, there was a lot of information shared. And in some cases, the event is going on so hard, so heavy, so hot, and so busy that they don't necessarily take as many breaks as you may want them to take, or everybody gets so wrapped up in what's going on, we all kind of lose our sense of time. So anyway, some ladies that I met at this year's event said to me, "Hey, did you bring snacks?" And I was like, "No, ma'am, I didn't bring any snacks." She's like, "Well, you know, when you come to these, you got to bring snacks because we be having a good time and we lose track of what's going on." These were some ladies from the Georgia area. And I'd like to thank Pamela and Miss Greggs for helping me out. Anyway, these ladies were extremely nice to me. And on Saturday morning, I walk into the hall, you know, after being up rather late for the original training, yet enjoying every minute of it. And the ladies had brought me a bag with all these different snacks in it because they're prepared. They're, you know, they're Isaacers and they're dedicated, and they've been to, like, I don't know, five or six particular crushes, and this was my first one. But anyway, just the fact that these ladies, these strangers, reached out to me in a positive manner. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't find that in the world today. Nobody reaches out to anybody unless there's an ulterior motive. Nobody reaches out to anybody unless they're going to get something from that. And whatever it is that they're looking for, trust me, there's some type of value, and it isn't the value of the fact that they know they did a good thing. However, these ladies did a good thing. These ladies were positive. These ladies were motivated. Matter of fact, they have also friended me on Facebook, and we're communicating, probably along with another 20 people that I met during that event. I spoke on a lot of topics, and I even shared with everybody how I felt about it. If you'd like to get an idea of what Crush It actually looks like, ladies and gentlemen, please go to YouTube and put in Crush It Chicago, August 2011. Again, Crush It Chicago, August 2011. Look that up, and you'll click on it, and you'll get an understanding of the energy, the power, the spirit, the oneness, and the good that was actually done and what took place in this particular event that I attended. And if you look at the other ones, you'll probably also see that same spirit, that same drive, and that same motivation. But either way, I attended the August Crush It in Chicago, and it was a beautiful thing. It really was. Now, let's talk a little bit about iZig. Again, iZig is a text message marketing company, except they provide as many and as many services as they can. They're also looking to progress and move up as they go. All right, they are a multimedia marketing company. However, their number one thing is text message marketing, digital business cards, text to win, text scheduling, appointments, again, you name it, it's available. But Crush It itself is about belief. It's about belief and your belief to change yourself, all right? It's taking certainty, belief, action, and then getting the results. So certainty, belief, action, and results is the orientation, and they're looking at what you would call a motivation wheel when they do that. Again, you're dealing with a lot of positive people. You're looking to build your pillars. All right, you're looking to get rid of limited beliefs. You're looking for those empowering beliefs that are going to help each and every individual grow as a person. All right, if you're looking for a way to change your financial future into a positive realm, get out of the rat race, as they so say, all right, and move forward, this is one of the recipes for success. The recipes for success is building upon yourself, growing yourself as you grow your business, and continuing to grow so that both can grow in a positive manner, along with giving back, all right, and the drivers that you need to move forward in your life so that you can do the things that you need to do, and you need to pay attention to what's going on around you. Too many times are we waiting for something to happen instead of us making something happen. We need to close the gap in our lives so that we can move forward and provide the things that we need to provide, not only for ourselves but for our families, so that we can grow and become the people in which we were meant to be, in which we were destined to be, and which is in our future and in our hearts and our souls. Ladies and gentlemen, I've said this once before, I am going to say it again. Most of us are a poor example of what we could be and what we could become. And those things won't happen unless we take the position to do something that most of us don't seem to want to do, to stress ourselves and stretch ourselves to the limits in which we were meant to be so that we can grow and develop into the people that we were supposed to be. Winning is not a sometimes thing. It is an all times thing. You do not win once in a while. You do not do things right once in a while. You do things right all the time. Winning is a habit, all right? Unfortunately, so is losing. That particular quote, I'm not quoting the whole thing, was said by Vince Lombardi. I am not necessarily a Vince Lombardi fan. However, the quote is still valid. The information that is shared is still valid. Ladies and gentlemen, too many of us waste too much time trying to find the wrong when there's a whole bunch of right. There's always going to be some wrong. As somebody told me many years ago, even a broken clock, not a digital one, but even a broken clock with hands is right twice a day. Even though that clock may not have run in 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 or 80 years, because of the fact that those hands are in place, that clock is right twice a day. So that means nobody's perfect. Everybody has something to learn, and there's something for all of us to get from anybody that's got to share it. All right, remember, some of the most some of the smartest people in the world are living in our gutters, living in our streets. They're homeless. Some people have just given up because they've lost the spirit. It's not that they didn't have a mind or intelligence or the book knowledge to do the things that they needed to do. is the fact that they lost their spirit, they lost their way. They didn't understand or couldn't figure out why they had done all these things right and all these things had been done wrong to them. Again, I'm not trying to, you know, make excuses for anybody, but I did realize something, and I want to share that with you. Ladies and gentlemen, a long time ago, when I was not that long ago, I came to the conclusion that, you know, I used to believe that rich people didn't like poor people, that rich people should take care of poor people because poor people need help. And there are some people that do need help. However, I could never understand why the rich didn't want to help the poor. Well, I've come to the realization it is not that the rich don't want to help the poor. Don't get me wrong. There are some rich that would not do anything for the poor on any level or for any reason. But through and after time and after dealing with what I guess I would call poor and middle class and upper middle class, and also now experiencing rich people in my lifetime, I have come to the conclusion that the problem isn't that the rich won't help the poor. The problem is that the poor won't help the poor. And because the poor won't help the poor, that's why they're in the position that they're in. That's why they're dealing with everything that they're dealing with. Don't ever let someone tell you that you can't do something. Not even me, okay? Not even me. And when I say not even me, it means it doesn't matter what your father said, your mother said, your uncle said, your friend said, your boss said, your teacher said, any of those things. Les Brown was labeled unintelligent, uneducatable, all right? Basically, they told this man that he was retarded. However, this retarded man went on to be a member of Congress, all right, for his state. He went on to be the number one radio jockey in his state. He went on to be a famous and loved motivational speaker, and at one time was married to the great Aretha Franklin. This man defeated all odds. Why did he defeat all odds? Because a teacher told him that God don't make dirt and that there's greatness in every creature that God made, and that God counted every hair on your head. That's a motivating thing. And those words moved Mr. Les Brown and made him to become the person that he is today. Not only those words, but the faith that he had in his adopted mother, Miss Mimi Brown, that also helped him to realize that there was greatness within him. And he has helped hundreds and thousands and probably millions of people to do the things that they have done and succeeded at. Muhammad Ali, great boxer, he said, some people listen to themselves rather than listen to what others say. He said, these people do not come along very often, but when they do, they remind us that once you set out on a path, even though the critics may doubt you, it's okay to believe that there is no can't, won't, or impossible. They remind us that it is okay to believe impossible is nothing. And that, again, is some more powerful words. Ladies and gentlemen, there have been powerful people all throughout the world. There is a powerful person in you. Don't let the greatness that lives in you die and be buried with you, all right? Some of the greatest cures to all the diseases of the world have died in some cemetery. All right, because somebody didn't step out, they didn't live their dream, they didn't believe in themselves, they didn't have enough faith to help somebody else, they didn't encourage others so that they could become what they needed to become. Ladies and gentlemen, you have the talent, you have the ability. God gave it to you. As the person that talked to Les Brown said, the Lord counted every hair on your head, and God don't make junk. Only people decide whether they want to be junk. So anyway, that's a little bit of an ad lib for me. But you can do it. If something faces you and you need to attack it, attack it. All right? Never underestimate the power of the dreams that are within you and influence the other human spirits. You are all in motion. As long as you're in motion, you're doing greatness. The potential of greatness lives within inside each and every one of us. Thank you very much, everybody. I want you to know that this is the Zurian Show. We appreciate you. We appreciate you listening. We hope that you continue to listen to our show. Please check out our blogs, check us out on Facebook, and also check out Isaac, www.izig.com/zsuccess. www.izig.com/zsuccess. Check it out. Change your future. Change your presence. Do the things that you dream of and be all that you can be. Thank you very much for your time and your patience. Ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate you. Today is now.